HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
In the Morning Sickness. No, I don't think that's possible. So there were the 1800s. It is a glorious Wednesday today. Absolutely beautiful. Perfect day to get some stuff done around the house. Maybe go and hire some folks from the parking lots. You know how you know your wife's ugly? You have to hold someone at gunpoint to have sex with her. And you pick that dude up for a few bucks in a parking lot. And he cried. You know how you know you're ugly? When after I have sex with you, I call the police, ma'am. That only works with women, though. I am not calling the police. If I'm a guy on the day laborer circuit and I'm sitting in the Home Depot and some lady pulls up and goes, you want to come back to my house? I'm like, yeah. And then unbeknownst to me, I'm not going to fix the ceiling fan. I'm actually going to have sex with this lady. Be like, you know what? Not such a bad day. Not so bad. But if you're really ugly, I'm going to cry. I'm going to call the police. I'm going to plead with my wife. Here's what happened yesterday.
Lovely Brenda Acuna.
Yeah, Brenda Acuna and
Acuna
her husband.
Acuna Matata.
Acuna Aguero and her husband. Went over to 75th Avenue, McDowell Road, and grabbed themselves a day laborer, one of those guys standing in the Home Depot parking lots. I've done it. Have you done it? I got them to help me move in California. Yes, of course. It's what they're there for. But I went over and I held one at gunpoint and made them blow me. But, I mean, that was – it's America. That's why they're here.
That was a warm-up for the job.
It's better than where they came from. Exactly. If he's any good, if he's willing to put in the effort there, then he's certainly going to be good at wallpaper. So they drive over to the Home Depot and they grab a guy and tell him he got some work to do at the house. And when they get into the house, they start talking dirty to him. And then, not yet. Because then the guy's like, I don't know what's going on. They're like, they took his visa and his paperwork, his driver's license.
Afterwards.
Well, no, they had it. They wanted his info because they had to contact his wife. So they get his.
They told him they would release it.
Right, because they said, let me see the contacts in your phone. Yeah. They took pictures of him in a position of being dirty. And then the husband comes in holding a rifle, and he's got it up against the guy. And he's like, you're going to have sex with my ugly-ass wife or else. And he's like nervous and crying. And then they did eventually drop him off and say, that's it. You come back here tomorrow and do this again. And then they called him and said, you need to come back now. And then they sent pictures to his wife. His wife calls him. He's like, what are you doing up there, Umberto? I'm going to use that name as a disguise because nobody knows who the victim is. Umberto, what are you doing? He goes, I swear to God, this is going to be hard for you to believe. I was forced to have sex with that fat woman at gunpoint, and she's so ugly. The wife's like, yeah, that makes sense. That makes tons of sense. You're not cheating on me with that. There's no way. You were definitely held at gunpoint because that woman is so hideous. There's no way you'd have cheated on me with that thing. Which, by the way, lends credibility to Mark Grace's theory of finding a big, fat, ugly person to have sex with, and if you get caught, no one will believe her. Now, this new precedent of, and her husband held me at gunpoint to do it.
That was Ray Allen.
There's no more cheating. Well, no, it was Mark Grace on Jim Rome's show also saying,
oh, yeah.
Slumpbuster, find the fattest girl you can find. Ray Allen just said afterwards, after he got caught, I didn't have sex with that one. There were three women accusing him, and he pointed to the fat one and said, I didn't do that one. He didn't say anything about the others in his denial. He just said, that big one? Uh-uh, I wouldn't have done that. Mark Grace, however, for years said, Slumpbuster, find yourself the fattest girl you can find, hammer that thing home, try to get your bat on track, and if she tells, nobody's going to believe her. Brilliant. Brilliant plan. Except for the part about banging that giant ugly. But these people evidently, and here's what I always say. You guys think cops have, an easy gig and they take advantage of their... Think of the police officer, the poor cop on this job, investigates it, and they're like, well, here's her phone. Go through it and see if they've done this before. And he finds a bunch of stuff that proves that they've done this several times.
Yeah, they confess to it.
But the cop found the pictures and brought it back and said, you've done this before. They can't identify the other victims, but they've been trolling Home Depot parking lots to gunpoint Mexican nationals. And the one thing that was great about this, and this is more reason to immigrate properly, because if you didn't have paperwork, you wouldn't have been able to call the police. This guy had his work visa and a legal ID, so afterwards he could call the cops on them and say, hey, these people want me to go back to their house. you want to come with me, basically. And they're like, well, all right.
The couple admitted that they've done it four times prior.
And which so means
then
14.
The cops went back and checked. Sure enough, they found the photos.
So basically, legal immigration wins here because this guy was doing it right. He had his paperwork filed. He had a legal work visa. He was okay to be here. And these people thought they were just going to get some, you know, filthy jumper, take him in there, gunpoint sex him, and then send him back to the Home Depot. And he's like, I can't call the cops. They'll arrest me. I'm not here legally. But good for him. He did it right. Let that be a lesson to all of you.
They tried to entice him because, you know, to come back later that afternoon. Listen, we have Viagra for you.
Right, because he couldn't get hard the first time at gunpoint and that ugly woman.
Well, and I'm curious because he, when he was telling the police, he was saying, I engaged in several sexual activities. What was right. that? Because he saw, and they said positions, right. different positions.
I can imagine that maybe for a little bit the guy was like, all right, this isn't so bad. I mean, this could be worse. They could be robbing me. But you and then the dude busts in with the rifle. Now, the worst thing for an erection is a rifle. I'll tell you that. That's for sure.
Well, some people are into
it. I know some people are into it. Surprise rifle, then. Let's just say that. If you're not into
yeah,
it, a surprise rifle is definitely not good for your hard-on. And even with Viagra or ZMA now, you're going to get that Vialafil 20 off if you put John 20 in the promo
wouldn't,
code.
Wouldn't have a problem with that.
No. Well, I would have. I'll tell you that. It's not that good. I don't think Vialafil, no claim saying you'll stay hard through gunfire or hostage taking.
Yet.
Right. Well, we have to find out, and hopefully I never do. I'm not going to test that. But yeah, your wife is a hideous beast.
I would imagine they had to pick out the most attractive day laborer, though. I mean, you're going to have your pick of the litter, aren't you?
Kind of, I suppose. You're just
going
to.
You got to hit the lottery, don't you? The guy with papers?
Well, that's an accident. I don't think they were looking for that guy.
Right.
The handsome one is probably. Yeah, probably. They're like, we need to lay some carpet. Who's in? No, not you. You. No, you, Mexican Denzel. Get in.
You have your pick.
And they chose me. It's because you're so handsome. And he's very good at laying carpet. So do you guys have some carpet to lay?
Oh, we got some rugs to drop, my friend.
Okay, gonna, I'm good at gonna, it. I like to be on my knees. I bring my knee pads. I like to crawl around.
Oh, you're going to fit right in at our house.
You're going to lay one, and you're going to clean another carpet.
Okay, I like cleaning carpet. This sounds like an easy job for me, Humberto, the dedicated man from Mexico.
She's 39.
I know. She looks horrible. I know we're not supposed to shame people anymore, but that is an ugly fat woman. I don't think I'm doing it. I think I'm beating around the bush here. But she's a criminal now, so it's okay to shame her. And their fantasy, even the guy in the deposition after said it was our fantasy to have sex with day laborers. I'm like, man, you have a low bar for fantasy.
And it was both pictures and video.
Yeah. And they
hang
sent
on,
it.
I'm going to do some stills on this one. And now let's do some video.
But Brady, think about how ugly the woman would have to be that Ronnie over there at Athleta selling some yogi pants gets a text in the middle of the day from some unknown number of you boning a lady. She calls. What the hell's this?
I was having sex, but got gunpoint.
Yeah, that makes sense. And she's not even angry.
That's going to be my story.
Yeah, I know. That's going to open it. All guys right now are thinking that's the best thing. If you get a video sent to your wife.
Yeah, if you're picking dudes out, wait for Thunder from Down Under to show up in town. Yeah, and
right.
If you're going to do it.
Kidnap one of them.
That's kind of like what we say all the time. You're going to rob like a Dunkin' Donuts that has $5 in the register. What's the point?
Yeah.
You see that go big or go home.
That window go down. Good eye. Can I help you out?
My name is Brenda Acuna Aguero, and I'd like to take you to dinner.
Well, that sounds nice. It's hospitality, Phoenix style. I'll hop right in that vehicle, and we'll, I'm sure, just go to a safe dinner with you and what looks to be a jobber and hut, the impersonator. So I'll hop right in your vehicle, your 2000, what is this? Oh, it's a 77 AMC Gremlin. All right, this looks on the up and up. Where's the restaurant? This looks like a neighborhood.
Pipe down, Kiwi. We're going to have sex with you at gunpoint.
I had no idea this was going to happen. It's never happened to me before from Thunder Down Under. This is normally the day of a day laborer. Great. Staying erect at rifle point.
Hey, you're risking jail either way.
Yeah, either way, you might as well try to get your fat wife to have sex with something decent. Oh, was kidnapped, honey. No doubt about it. Up here in Phoenix, Arizona, USA. I'd perform my sexy man show, gotten out. They'd offered me to go to a place called sexy Bertos. And along the way, they took me to their home, put a gun to my head, and made me have sex with their giant, fat wife. So I did.
You and Fitz went to that Star Wars burlesque show. That could have been.
I almost kidnapped a couple of those ladies. It was self-preservation, doll. I believe every word you say. The pictures are hideous. Oh, no, you should have smelt it. I can't even imagine what you've gone through. Oh, no, cheating on you this way was the hardest thing I've ever done.
I don't even consider it cheating. You're a victim.
Agreed. By the way, it's happened several times on the road.
Yeah, he's made a lot of calls.
You might get a lot more photos of much better-looking people. But bear in mind that just outside of that shot is a man with a gun.
I believe every word of it.
Good. You have to be so ugly for your wife to be okay with that. You can't see him in the photo. But there's a man with a weapon.
I believe you. Look at her.
It's so gross. But yeah, the dude who did it told the cops. Yeah, doggy style. Check that box. She rode me. Reverse cowgirl. Check it. I don't know what that one's called. The scissor side. Yeah, check that. Wheelbarrow was very difficult, but we did it.
This is a lengthy encounter.
Yeah. Well, they did the day labor thing, and wheelbarrows were important. Then this is called the weed eater. I invented that.
I'm not proud of that one.
This is the leaf blower.
This is Montezuma's revenge.
this I didn't like. This is when she on me. I don't know that that was on purpose. I got to be honest. She called it Montezuma's revenge, and we were laughing very hard, but I don't think she did that on purpose. I think that was a complete just loss of control. I want to know what they lure you in with. Ceiling fans. That's got to be it. Something as simple as ceiling fans.
Oh.
Just to get one guy? Because every time I've gone for day laborers, and it's been a long time, there's like three of them that want in. When I had a U-Haul in California, and I'm like, I need two of you guys to help me lift a bunch of furniture. I was there by myself. And they were hanging around the U-Haul place. And they're like, okay. And when I opened up the back of that U-Haul, it was like Pavlov. Like, they all got in. I'm like, no, we're not going north. We're not going further. We're just used to getting into box trucks all in a bunch. No. Just, I need two of you. And the guy at the U-Haul's like, you're not allowed to put them in the back. I'm like, there you don't worry. They're fine.
That sucks about just going to Home Depot in a truck and they have a truck. Oh, they start running
in.
Towards
they
you.
They get in. Oh!
No. I'm good.
I get the wheel well.
Just go for my back. But I think they should buddy up. That should be a new rule for all day laborers. Buddy system. No singles.
Uno.
No.
Minimum dos.
Uno. Trabajo uno.
I'll do it.
Ooh, he's handsome. I can't wait to that one.
Yeah, if it's a couple going there to look for the...
Man. I don't know. I don't know the level of disgusting it would have to take for that photo to shoot across most women's phones to have them be accepting of it. And then the police are understanding. There's no like foul play at all in this. That's how ugly those photos had to be. And that poor police officer that had to scan through her phone and find God knows what of just the things, the wrongdoings with her vagina on that phone that cop had to sift through hundreds of photos, go on her cloud to the stuff that wasn't quite up to her standard, so she deleted.
It's every day labor at that 75th Avenue Home Depot.
The muff shots. Yeah, they're all in the same place, just sad.
America isn't as good as they told me.
I have had sex with Jabba the Hutt many, many times. And that car pulls up and their hearts sink.
Oh, uno. I'll do it today, boys. I take one for the team.
You don't need the gun. Everything is okay.
Maybe that's what you find out. They went through the 75th Avenue Depot. Next up, 59th and Thunderbird.
Would you even do that, though? Think of it like if Ronnie's like, you know what I fantasize? Like you take... You talk fantasies and stuff.
You know what? I want to be covered in ice cream, and then you're my cherry on top. Ooh. Yeah, or we could go get a guy at the Home Depot. What?
Ooh.
That's fairly low bar for entertainment.
That's what I always think about when, like, the woman wants to have sex in front of the guy. Sometimes it's the guy's idea.
Oh, yeah. Well, he said he's into it, too. The dude that was arrested, it's like, I like to watch.
But there always has to be
I want him in the bedroom holding the cardboard sign.
There right. always has to be that first conversation.
Yes. You have to find the crooked pot for your crooked lid.
And you have to have the balls to bring it up. Like, all right, here I go. Screw it. I'm just going
to
ask.
I think how you – I think – let's break this down. I think you have to set that up, like, on your fifth date. Like, I got to stop by and grab some batteries. I'm going to go to the Home Depot real quick. And you drive by the day laborers and go, that is a good-looking day laborer. Do you go, which one? The one in the – man, that's a hand.
This has been pre-planned for years.
You groom the wife.
I guess he is pretty good looking.
Man, I don't know what it is about brown skin on white skin, but I dig that. And that guy that's a handsome man. Man, you'd be lucky to have sex with him.
You're weird.
Yeah, maybe. Next time through. There he is again. That handsome one. You'd think he'd get a job as a male model.
You really like that guy.
I got to be honest with you. I think I want to see that guy.
Shut up.
Starts out as a joke.
Yeah, and then it's like, let's try it. How much can it be? Are you in? You get her a couple margaritas. You drop her off at a Rebus for a minute. You set it up with a day labor. Hey, me and my wife are going to go by. Act like you don't know, but I'm giving you $100. Come over to the car and tell her how pretty she is, even though she looks like a whale.
But in reality, that's how bad it was. She hammered on every person, that subcontractor that came to the house.
Oh.
Pool boy, oh, yeah, whatever, and no one's taking
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they probably tried the legal
route.
We got
to go to a day laborer now.
That could be. Maybe that's how it went.
My poor handyman,
her
Jason.
Her fantasy of getting the...
Jason probably walked over there a couple of times like, how you guys doing? We're good now. Uh-oh. Your fans seem to all work
out.
All your fans are working. Lay down, Jason. Oh, God, no. No, no, no. I've seen this on TV.
Another contractor got away, honey. The ones registered are very fast. We need a dumb one.
Have you ever had a tough ask for your wife? You guys bought that swing together.
What do you mean a tough ask?
Like,
yeah, approaching the subject.
Yeah, you have to.
Nah.
You're just in.
So whether you're in or not.
Well, the swing conversation had to.
It wasn't a conversation. It was like, hey, let's try that.
Oh, you're ridiculous.
I'm buying it.
So she was against it.
No, not at all. In fact, the only thing I had a problem with there was it doesn't take a ton of weight. Like, the person in the swing has to be, like, 200 pounds, and I was, like, 190. I'm like, we're good here.
Wasn't the point of the swing for her to ride you on it?
Yeah, yeah. And then she...
Well,
no,
I'm saying, not take weight?
It can, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you have to be very careful. Like, there's a distribution.
You're saying a lot of people don't install it properly.
Well, yeah, you got to hit that beam just so. The I-beam.
And then yeah, you 200 don't just pounds, screw it into the drywall. Yeah.
So we were fine, because it was 200 pounds for a person in the swing, me. And that's perfect. Like, you're going to be fine there. Don't go too far over that, because... The woman
– for just you, he has to support both of you.
No, because she's got to have her feet on stuff, and then you start swinging, and then it's awesome. It's great, but you can't have anybody bigger than like 120, 25, and unless you're 150-pounder, then she can grow exponentially. It has to be about 300 pounds total before the thing starts pulling out of the I-beam.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think –
need some tiny.
Unless you have a metal eye.
Well, it's not for big people.
Yeah, I mean, DJ Qualls up in here.
Here's the thing. They shouldn't be proud of sex in that way. They should be under sheets in the dark.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah.
So
good looking people should be swinging all over the room like, you know, it's a Miley Cyrus video.
Like nipple clamps? I mean, did you ever have
any?
I'm
not into that. If she wanted to do it, I'd try. I'm up for whatever. I don't care. So, yeah, throw it in me. What do you got?
Well, I mean, you're an expert with the butt plug now.
Yeah, that didn't bother me. That's the only thing I draw the line at glass or harming myself.
There's always that first time though.
Not with glass. That's I just know better.
Maybe that's her thing.
Yeah, if it
Can
is, she's on her own. I'll just say no, and she has that right too. But for the most part, like if she's like, I want to get a day laborer and film him, and I'm like, no. A, I don't like people that much, and no. And here's my big concern just popped in my head. I have a lot of pivot bicycles. They're very expensive. And if he gets an eye of those, he's going to know. And they're notorious for swiping bikes. That's a group of people you just don't want around your expensive bicycle, the day labor. That's how they get to and fro. But, yeah, it's a tough talk. But I think, you know, you can manipulate that. You can groom that. And get her into, like, how dirty you think it is, you know. But eventually...
I always think of the girls that want to smash balls or the guys that are into it.
I don't understand. That is a very...
You have to bring that up.
That's a very small group. But I don't think you... I think you could talk Lisa into it today.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. It's easy to talk the girl into doing it.
I don't think a woman is going to have a problem with you saying, you know what, I want you to put high heels on and mash my balls into the earth.
All right.
I don't think any of them are going
to
be...
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
You have to be a weird dude.
Like this? Oh, all right, wait, hang on.
She runs to get heels. Like, well, Jesus, that was easy.
I brought a hammer, too, just in case my heels aren't enough.
Man, I didn't think you'd be into this as much as me.
Good God.
Oh, I wish I had. I wish I had more than two balls. Hey, let's go get a day laborer and match his balls too. This is great.
Yeah, women would love that a little too much.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like going to giving a black guy a whip and saying, "Come back to the house with me and my wife." Like, all right, I don't know what they want, but this is starting off awesome. You use it on us. You got it. This isn't even illegal. And then we're gonna have sex with you at gunpoint. Okay, that's perfect. But I would do it in a second. So, mashing balls for a lady.
Yeah, you just have to make sure the order. Let me understand. I whip you first. He doesn't have to worry about the sex.
Cosby, do you ever have sex with a day laborer? Why not?
How many times?
Racist.
What if he looks like
anybody's balls?
Yeah.
What if it's Antonio Banderas?
Ooh, yeah, okay.
So it's a sexy day laborer. You would hold him at gunpoint and make him have sex with you, right?
Exactly.
Okay, that's fine. That's perfect. Cause, everybody. She's always straightening things out for us from the female perspective.
As long as he's hot.
Yeah, as long as he's good looking, the day laborer can get laid. But Cause has options. I don't think this woman did. I love this story so much because now day laborers are going to scatter when, like, fat ladies come walking towards them at, like, it's INS.
Don't bring your wife,
yeah,
guys.
It's going to be worse than immigration coming towards them. Ay, Dios mío. She's el gigante, el gigante. And then they just run.
They make sure that the work is all outdoors.
Right.
And then, nothing inside the house.
Yeah, you know what I feel most sorry for? Like, fat, ugly women who actually need help. Because el gigante is going to get a bad rap for a while amongst the crews. And when she comes waddling over,
there's a five ceiling fan.
Oh, no, El Gigante. We know what you're doing.
Back up.
You back away, El Gigante.
Mama Grande.
Mama Grande, no. Hey, Dios mío, El Gigante. Ceiling fans, go yourself.
Really, I'm so hot from a lack of ceiling fans.
Walker, tell your story walking for the first time ever, El Gigante.
I love it. I think it's great. And just the fact that they pulled up and they've done it many times. I would love, I have many police officer friends, some detectives. Ben, I'm talking to you right now. I would very much enjoy if you illegally sent me some of the photos you found in her phone. I won't publicize them. I just want them for my own needs and for my own fun sharing with friends. Because what that officer went through, I had a friend named Zach Herrera I used to box with. He became a cop. And his first job, and you were with me, Rich, yep, at the gym. The ridicule was unrelenting when we found out that his first job was, and his only job was, to inspect buttholes as they checked guys into the
county.
He
doesn't go to the rookie?
He was the rookie for a long time.
Yeah.
It's like they had a hiring freeze right after Zach got the job, and he was going to be that dude. Like, how long do you think this had? Well, I have to de-louse him, and then I have to check the b-holes.
We had to make sure Zach had his boxing gloves on at all times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't want to touch Zach. I didn't shake hands with him after fights. I didn't want him sweating on me because I knew where he'd been. And then I just saw him at the dog trials a couple weeks ago, and he's graduated into canine and everything else. First thing, he's still checking buttholes? Come on, man. Years ago. But it's still going to live with him forever and ever. But that poor rookie that got the gig of going through that pig's phone and finding all of the limp dick day laborers that she was trying to glide on. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, it's video. What's the matter in there, Johnson? You having some trouble with your job? Sir, this is too hard for one man. Oh, I need help. Sorry, rookie. The phone's yours. Johnson's in there dry heaving all over that fat lady's phone. Sir, I found one in the kitchen. There were tamales.
That's not a tamale.
Oh, God.
That woman is menstruating.
Stop it.
You find out as the day laborer, it's her time, and that's part of the fantasy. Good sweet Jesus, man. The world's ending. It's all part of the simulation, folks. Sit back and enjoy it, because humanity is not good. I've officially decreed that humanity is the worst thing that's ever happened to this planet. There's no close second. Nothing about it. I know, Brady, you always say we're so special, but we're not special. We're awful. We're an awful thing. Exactly.
I don't know. That's pretty special.
No, it isn't. It's horrible behavior. And it's you don't see this in the animal kingdom.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly my point. That separates makes us special from everything
but
else.
Bad is not special.
That
Bears don't wander over to the, you know,
right?
The rabbits.
That's why we're different.
Force rape is why we're different, and that makes us better. It's horrible.
Exactly.
I don't understand how
man
you can
is
make
bad.
That
man is different from
right.
All other
we're
animals.
We're the worst thing on the planet. We're
and I think
terrible.
We were created by Satan.
I think
God.
Satan might have been right. I mean, who's to say who lied? Why believe one over the other? Neither of them made very good product. If rape is what separates us from the animals, go animals. Yuck.
We were created in Satan's image.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, Satan
but
basically
exactly
said to
the
his
point. It's like there is, you know, if there is a creator, whatever it is, yeah. It's just
we've had it backwards.
We are so different than
here's
everything
the thing.
Else.
Here's what I'll argue to that.
Things that are just
here's what I argue to that. If he created it, he's horrible.
I like what we say.
Okay, if she, but yeah, let's be honest. Come on, I've seen girls basketball. If he created it, and he stands idly by and watches it go on, he's either unwilling or unable to do anything about it.
He's got created a monster.
And that makes me hate him even more, because that's just awful. Get involved, for crying out loud. Do something. Help a day laborer out. The dude's been through enough. This is awful. He came to America because he thought it would be better, and he got raped by a fat lady.
He drank back to Mexico.
He's the first dude going, guys, I'm going home. Why? Humberto, everything? No. You guys don't know what I've seen. This is my nom.
Take his chances with the cartels.
And he goes back there. So, tell me. He goes back to all the villages. Tell me if the tales. Tio, Humberto, come to me. Ah, my nephews, my nieces. It is your tío Humberto. What is America like? A glowing beacon on a hill giving you all your hopes and dreams? No, basically it's standing outside in the heat a lot and getting raped by a fat lady. That is not it. It's like the Statue of Liberty ate the Statue of Liberty and then me. So I'm going to stay here, be poor, and sell cocaine and weed to American kids because that is the true dream.
Or maybe they know that's the dream, and that's why there's so many of them still coming over. What? I can
yeah,
have
that?
That
could be. Some Mexican guys do like fat women. I learned that at a Dodger game. When I switched squads, and I said, screw this, the Cubs aren't even trying, I'm going to go buy a Dodger shirt.
I think everybody around us.
And I'm like, what do I need to do to be a Dodger fan? And the one guy goes, so put a little meat on your girlfriend's bones. And I'm like, oh, so she has to be fat for me to be a Dodger fan? And I looked around and every one of them had some big
like,
fat
yep.
wife. And they're pretty much like, see. Megan, you need to go eat like 40 churros right now.
We're not blending.
We're not Dodger fans yet. You're too presentable.
What happened to that Manny Ramirez?
I gave it to Goodwill.
Oh, did
it's
you?
Being, it's in it, incredibly good use.
Pristine.
There were tears some one day at Goodwill a while ago.
Adios mio, Papa!
Oh my God, he has found a Manny Ramirez shirt. How much for this gem? $2. I will come back when I've saved up enough.
Did you buy the wig too?
Yep. The wig and the shirt because I was so mad at the Cubs. I drove all the way over there to watch them win a playoff game against a team they should have beaten. Turned out we couldn't hit left-handed pitching. It's terrible. But I became a Ramirez fan, and they literally flat out said that I couldn't be a Dodger fan until Megan fattened up. I actually said it. They hinted about it.
No, yeah. I think they said it.
No, they said, because the girls were mad, and the guy said something, and he said, and then she said,
yeah, because she's so skinny.
And we could hear the skinny jokes, and then said something to the effect of, you couldn't be a Dodger fan until you put weight on that girl's bones.
They have to say that.
And I turned and said, oh, wait, I can't be a Dodger fan unless my girlfriend is a big fat one. And not one of them said no. And the girls were all angry. And I'm like, I'm probably going to stab her in the parking lot for that one. But they said it.
I'm proud of it.
And I said, all right, Megan, you need to go eat. Get you a Dodger shirt.
So we shoved hot dogs down.
Just right. Jammed them in there.
I'm bloated.
We're getting there.
Pounds and pounds yeah. of King Taco.
If you don't eat all this, we're going to get killed
in
the parking lot.
We're
going to
get stabbed in the parking lot unless you fatten up right now. Go lick the wallpaper. Anyway, so yeah, it's an interesting world we live in. I'm not pleased with humanity in any respect. It's awful. I stare at Camelback Mountain every day, and sometimes I think, man, we've just scattered our trash on the bottom of it, and we call it homes and pretty. This garbage floating around on that beautiful mountain. It's the most expensive garbage you can imagine, but look at it. It's just strewn about our crap everywhere.
John, is there a Home Depot near Larry McFeely's house? Is that why he's such a shut-in?
You think Larry's been raped by that lady? Or he's seen it. He's seen the nightmare.
Seen one of them.
Even if there is a Home Depot near Larry's, but it's a couple streets over. But man,
he's that's there true. Now.
Larry's and Larry, I thought Larry's Mexican when I first met him. So he would be the very Denzel worker over there. We should have Larry stand in the day laborers thing and just do accounting.
Blend.
He'd blend right in. But then they go, uno, and Larry goes, I can help you. And we need a carpet thing, and we're going to have some windows done. Oh, no, I just do accounting. I'm
a
Jewish day laborer.
This is a sting operation.
I make bagels, and I do your accounting.
Computer work.
Let's take a look at those finances. The day laborer says I need to invest more in tech. I have a Jewish day laborer. That's how wealthy I am. Anyway. Yeah, so the Home Depot guys, I'm sorry, but mostly today is my tribute to those police officers, the unsung boys and girls in blue that had to sift through that nightmarish phone. I thought of them when Jared's computers got seized. I'm like, somebody's got to go through and not only find stuff, but look for stuff. And God knows what he found. It's like being a gynecologist. It isn't good.
There's counseling involved.
Oh, absolutely. But being a gynecologist, everybody makes the joke, you're going to go. Your job is to find horrible diseases and things wrong in there. And women who are constantly coming to you going, it's funny, something's wrong with it. And you have to dig around in there. They should get like military awards. Digging around in there when a woman, it's like a fish market. I need you to fix it. You should get the Medal of Freedom for that. Tiger Woods is going to get it for golf. Those guys need to get it just for their jobs. Day laborers, the legal ones, I'm counting on you. And the illegal ones, I'm telling you right now, go sign up. Get that work visa, do something, because this can happen to you. Maybe it's part of Trump's plan. Get these fat ladies to go attack the illegals. Send them home. It was a nightmare of flab and
Brenda, why couldn't you go for the guys on the corner standing there?
What about the heroin addicts?
Yeah.
What about the heroin addicts? If we're going to, they probably have.
Get them off the corners.
They probably have. But day laborers are just in a bunch. They're easier to catch. Plus, the price of those corner guys are probably a little higher. You can get a day laborer for like $20 an hour. You might need an hour and a half, so you give them $30-$40. Give them $50 and it's a good day. These heroin addicts are making $300-$400 a day. You're not going to take them off their corner for $20. It's a better price to rape a day laborer than it is these heroin addicts. it's a business plan. Larry taught me that. It's a business plan. Figure it out. Yeah, we're a pretty awful group. What do you got on the big board of musical treats there? U-Fest week, Eric.
Yes, U-Fest week. Wake Up Song brought to you by ELOteam.com. We've been playing artists all week, so we have a few left. POD's up here. Boom. Parkway Drive, The Void, Killswitch. Got Holy Diver, The Fire Burns, bunch of stuff.
Let's go with Killswitch. I want Killswitch. Well, I'm going to go with POD. You're right. We'll go Boom. Boom.
Boom.
Here comes the Boom. This guy said, I worked with a guy in LA who told me a horror story. He started in construction as a day laborer, and he said one day he and three other guys were picked up by a dude who said he needed some work done with his garage. So they all piled in. They got there. When the garage opened, they were greeted by a shapely blonde cougar and a teddy. She handed them all a beer and sat on a couch and proceeded... they proceeded to run a train on her, and the husband videotaped it. When she said she was time to go, she cleaned up and her husband followed. Long story short, her husband then went down in front of them and made them watch him clean her up with his face.
Come on.
I've seen that on...
That's not that.
On Pornhub. That's a thing.
Yeah.
You can search that out.
That.
That's what that is. You have to get three or four guys to run the train in order for the dude to get his fantasy fulfilled. He wouldn't take him back until he was done. And Brady points out that's what makes us different than the animals. I agree.
It does.
I agree.
That's why we need God.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've been doing
fine
without
him. Just like you're
saying. I don't think that's why.
I don't know if we need him. We may need a cleansing, is what I mean.
Yeah, I think we need
him. We need Thanos to snap his fingers.
I think we need him to step up. No, he is involved, isn't he? I'm hearing that all the time. I'm not sure. His creation is all that. Great. And if we're at that point and he's still not getting involved, I'm not chasing him anymore. Come out from behind the bushes or I'm done with you. Because did you see that? Did you hear the stories? Well, I just told. I went out. Ugh. At least U-Fest will be fun. Pick up a day laborer. Get an extra ticket, have a plus one, and take them to the show. At least show them a good time. Be nice to a day laborer day. That's what April 17th will always be. Carrie Lake tweeted out yesterday, here's the police report. This is just disturbing. She's a news person. She sees it every day.
You were right, man. We should do this thing. 98.